Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Canterbury Retail India Limited Q4 FY 2023 maiden earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Shah from Adfactors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram. Good evening, everyone. This is Smit Shah from Adfactors PR. We represent investor relations for Canterbury Retail India Limited. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India, I welcome you all to our maiden earnings conference call for Q4 and FY 2023. We will have a brief opening remark from the management, followed by a question and answer session. Please note that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results or projections to differ materially from those statements. The company will not be in a way responsible for any actions taken based on such statements and undertakes no obligation to publicly update these forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vijay Bansal, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Namaskar to everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I welcome and thank you all to the earnings conference call of quarter four and FY 2022-2023 of the company. Joining me on this call, Mr. Deepak Bansal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Basant Goyal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Surendra Nigam, Chief Financial Officer, Mrs. Poonam Chahal, Company Secretary. We have uploaded the results release and our investor presentation on the stock exchange and our company website, and I hope that everyone had the opportunity to look at our results. Our company has achieved a milestone in sales, and we have crossed the 500 crore mark in sales for the first time and backed with impressive EBITDA and PAT in FY 2023. Canterbury की ये first phone call है, इसलिए मैं आपको थोड़ा विस्तार से बताना चाहूंगा। Canterbury की स्थापना 1989 में हुई और 2000 में हमने Canterbury brand को launch किया, जिसका first showroom हमने Rajouri Garden, Delhi में open किया। उसके बाद हमने Karol Bagh, Connaught Place, South Delhi, CK में खोला। इस तरह 5 showroom खोलने के बाद ये idea आया कि हमको इस brand को chain of store के रूप में develop करें और हमने showroom खोलना चालू कर दिया। फिर 2010 में हम IPO लेकर आए। IPO के तुरंत बाद market में recession आ गया और काफी competitive brand बंद भी हो गए। इस तरह हमने 3 साल काफी struggle किया, लेकिन हमारे इरादे मजबूत थे। हमने product quality को काफी enhance किया, discount को कम किया, visual पर ध्यान दिया, ताकि हम customer को एक world-class shopping experience दे सकें। फिर धीरे-धीरे चीजें ठीक होने लगी और अब साल से 23% CAGR growth के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। आज company के 453 showroom 19 states में और 220 cities में हैं। आज Canterbury का mid-premium segment brand है, जिसका बहुत बड़ा market India में है। हम अपने customer को premium quality का product competitive price में दे रहे हैं। आज हम menswear, ladies wear, kids wear बना रहे हैं, जिसमें हमारे पास product range है, जैसे formal wear, casual wear, T-shirt, denim, woolen jacket and suit। और accessories की भी हमारे पास काफी बड़ी range है, जैसे tie, belt, socks, hanky, undergarment, deo, perfume, towel, luggage and flip-flop, जिसका market में काफी अच्छा acceptance है। इस तरह Canterbury एक lifestyle brand बन गया है। Canterbury का अपना state-of-the-art unit Bahadurgarh, Delhi, NCR में है, जिसकी 1.5 लाख पीस पर मंथ की capacity है। इसमें हम सूट, ब्लेजर, फॉर्मल पैंट, फॉर्मल शर्ट, कैजुअल पैंट बनाते हैं। यहां पर 1400 वर्कर काम करते हैं। इस तरह आज company में 4000 employee काम करते हैं। आज हमारी ICRA से A- rating है, Microsoft का ERP है, Grant Thornton company के internal auditor हैं और सुरेश गुप्ता & associate statutory auditor हैं। कंपनी लास्ट 3 ईयर से डिविडेंड पे कर रही है और आज कंपनी लगभग डेट फ्री है। आज जितने भी शोरूम खोलने जा रहे हैं वो इंटरनल अक्रूवल से ही खोले जा रहे हैं और भविष्य में भी हम जो ग्रोथ करेंगे वो इंटरनल अक्रूवल से ही करेंगे और हम अगले 3 साल में 25% CAGR ग्रोथ के साथ 1000 करोड़ प्लस की सेल का लक्ष्य रखते हैं। और आज हमारा एक स्ट्रॉन्ग टीम नेटवर्क है जो कंपनी को और आगे ले जाने में पूरी तरह सक्षम है। नाउ आई एम एंडिंग ओवर द कॉल टू मिस्टर दीपक बंसल।
थैंक यू विजय सर। गुड इवनिंग एंड ए वार्म वेलकम टू एवरीवन प्रेजेंट ऑन द कॉल। इट्स माय प्लेजर टू शेयर विद यू द रिमार्केबल ग्रोथ वी हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड ओवर द पास्ट फ्यू इयर्स। आवर स्टोर काउंट ऑन 31st March 2022 वाज 378। We have opened 69 new stores in the last financial year. Now our store count stands at 447. Out of these, 70% are company stores and 30% are franchisee stores. We plan to open 6 to 7 new stores every month. As purchasing power has evolved tremendously in the tier 2 and 3 towns in last few years, so majority of our new stores will be coming in these towns. All new expansion will be done through internal accruals. Currently, we have 20% of stores in tier 1 towns, 40% in tier 2 towns and 40% in tier 3 towns. Total retail area under operation is around 5,25,000. Our average size per store is 1200 square feet approximately. Our e-commerce business is also growing well. Now I will hand over it to Mr. Basant Goel to throw some light on e-commerce business.
Thank you Deepak ji and good evening everyone. We started our e-commerce operations in the year 2023 and our net sale crossed 13.5 crore which is around 2.5% of the total turnover. We see e-commerce as a growing business and we target exponential growth this year, so we will target an overall turnover to reach around 6 to 7% of the total turnover in the financial year 23-24 and further to 8 to 10% in the FY 24-25. We are currently listed in all the leading marketplaces from Myntra, Ajio, Tata Click, Flipkart, Amazon and Nykaa. We have recently launched our own website and we are trying to attract more customers on our platform. We have also successfully implemented the omni-channel systems for faster delivery and a seamless shopping experience for the customers. I would now like to pass the call to Mr. Shivendra Nigam, who will take you through the key financials of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Basanji. Good evening and warm welcome to everyone. It gives me immense pleasure to overview the company's exceptional financial number for the quarter and financial year ended 2023. I will start with quarter 4 numbers and then I will come back on FY23 as a whole. For quarter 4, we have been able to register 173 crore of sales as compared to 133 crore of sales for last year. That is 29.90% of the growth. EBITDA 41.73 crore for quarter 4 FY23 for YO against YOY of 33.82 crore for FY22. That registered a growth of 33.39%. PAT 16.88 crore as compared to 8.12 crore, that has been 9.77% this year with a growth of 107.88% in PAT. Our EPS has crossed for the quarter 10 rupees 34 paisa, that is 107.63% growth YOY for Q4 FY22. Now coming to the whole financial year 23 numbers. We have been able to register tremendous sales of 552 crore against 383 crore for last financial year, that is 43.96% of the growth. Now coming to EBITDA, 163.65 crore EBITDA for the financial year 23 as compared to FY22, 110.12 crore, registering a growth of 48.61% in EBITDA. Our PAT has grown to 67.24 crore as compared to 38.06 crore for FY22, that is 12.19% PAT this year with a growth of 76.67% as compared to last year. Our EPS has crossed 41.18 rupees, that is 76.66% growth as compared to last year. Now coming to ROE and ROCE. Our ROE for the financial year 23 has crossed 30%, that is coming 30.38%, and ROCE is 47.22%. With this end of numbers, I'll request moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one. Take our first question from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So my first question is regarding your 30% revenue growth. Can you just break it up for us regarding what would be the same-store sales growth for you this quarter, and also any price hikes or product mix improvement in that?
So as far as sales is concerned for the quarter, as I mentioned, we have registered 173 crore of revenue. So overall same store sales growth is exceptional for this year, and we have been able to register 13%+ in the same store growth as far as total value is concerned, as well as volume has also been grown from 3.5% to 3.75%. So that's the specific same store growth and contribution in Q4 for the financial year I'm just in.
Okay, so what would be the volume number for us?
Volume sales for the whole year is around 50 lakhs. 50 lakh pieces have been sold.
Okay, and for this particular quarter it would be?
Sorry?
For this quarter, Q4?
Financial year. This the number is for financial year.
Around 45,000 pieces have been sold in this last quarter.
Okay. And sir, in terms of your revenue per store, for the entire year, it has come to around 1.4 CR. And for this particular quarter, it is upwards of around 1.6 CR. So like, what would be the potential going forward? Like, would it be peak, or we can see, you know, further upward movement from here? Like, what would be your thought process on this?
Yeah, like I mentioned, the 1.40 is the average revenue per store, and we are targeting 5-6% same store sale growth in the next financial year as well. So definitely the same revenue per store is going to increase by the same percentage.
Okay, and like if we see from the 3-5 year perspective, like what would be the potential here? Can we see around 1.8 to 2 CR revenue per store? Is that a possibility?
Yeah. If we are targeting 5-6% same store sale growth for every year, so if we count 43 years, then it will be 15% growth. So 15% means, yeah, by around 1 crore 80 lakhs it can touch after 3 years per store.
Okay. And sir, my final question would be on the operating margins. We already have seen 30% post-Ind AS EBITDA margins. But now, like in the this year, we opened 70 stores. Going forward, we are looking to open 80 stores. So, you know, what would be the impact on margins for, you know, the coming FY24 and also beyond? What would be the margins levels that we can foresee?
So, post-Ind AS margin, whatever the growth would concern, so what we are being expecting in this EBITDA margin, so chances of being taken from the 1-2%, because mostly the cost is fixed in nature. The moment my top line will increase, I'll be able to generate more margin. So safer side, pre-Ind AS we are targeting for 20%, post-Ind AS 30%, and there is a potential to increase this to 1-2% year-on-year basis.
Okay, and would we be warranting any further price hikes going forward?
Sorry, didn't get your question, please.
Are we looking for some price hikes in this coming year?
Price hike, you were asked, right?
Yes.
No, we are not looking for any price hike. I mean, price will almost be remaining the same.
Okay, great. All the best. Thank you for asking our questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star followed by one on their touchtone phone now. We take a next question from the line of Himanshu Nair from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Firstly, can you talk a bit, we are doing quite well on our inventory, so can you give us some more granularity there as to how much potential do we see, if any, for further improvement, and how do we account for the inventory? Basically, if you can give some more details on the freshness of our inventory, which is there in the books currently.
So as far as inventory is concerned, so we have an inventory of this and around 140 days, right? And net working capital is coming across 113 days. So yes, so last year there is a some, because of the new initiatives has been taken in the business, launching of new products as well as slightly higher expectation from the sales, some inventory is being there. However, the overall inventory we are targeting to control in terms of inventory in between 130 to 135 days and taking the working capital in between 95 to 100 days. So it will take 2-3 more quarters to come up, but this is the target we have been taking to manage the inventory. As far as freshness is concerned, Deepakji will let you know about the store inventory one.
Yeah, so the freshness is about, we have two collection in a season, like spring summer and the fall winter. So the spring summer collection is in the stores. So the system is we used to send fresh inventory to stores around 2.5 to 3 times in a month. So every store is receiving in the same ratio 2 to 3 times, and we are adding ladies and kids wear also in the new stores. So we right now we have around 46% the men's stores, 32% the men's and ladies stores, 18% are the family stores, and 1% are the ladies and the kids exclusive stores. So inventory is added in all the stores in the same manner, and by the end of season, in the end of season sale, we also used to add inventory in that time also. So in the end of season sale also, we have the good collection and the fresh collection available in the stores.
Understood. And the second bit, if you can talk a bit on our, given that we are generating a good amount of cash, so any capital allocation plans that you can share as to next 2 years, have we decided?
Hello.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are, sir.
So I was talking about the CAPEX plan. If you can give us some color, our capital allocation, apart from the store expansion that we are looking at, any other areas are we looking at in terms of CAPEX for the next 2 years in terms of strengthening our supply chain, warehousing, or any of the other major areas?
CAPEX investment.
इस साल हम जैसे एक अपना ऑफिस बना रहे हैं 1.5 लाख स्क्वायर फीट के अंदर 11 स्टोरी बिल्डिंग टेंटेबल हाउस, उसके अंदर हमारा 45 करोड़ का सीआर आने वाले टाइम में कैपेक्स इन्वेस्ट होगा, जिसमें से 25 करोड़ 30 करोड़ के आसपास इस साल में हो जाएगा इस फाइनेंशियल ईयर में, बाकी नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में।
So including the store capex, how much of total capex should be budget, sir, for the next 2 years?
So that's a equation is very simple for our capital expenditure. If we are been making a store, the capex cost is coming in 2000 rupees per square foot. So our average store size as of now coming is a 1200 square foot. So if we are the same simple, 2000 rupees per square foot is going to be invested in the capex for the store. If you can take 80 stores we are being opening for the year, out of which 70-30 ratio is being there in terms of franchisee stores as well as company owned stores. So you can multiply very simply, 50 to 55 stores are being opened for the company. And since we are opening the bigger stores now, so 25 to 30 lakhs per store, you can take it for the capex for the store. And as Bansal has said, that for the future planning, when we are going to double and triple the business, that's the capex for the backend we have been investing. So that's the total capex investment projections plan for next 2 years for the company.
Got it, sir. Great. That's all from me. Thank you and all the best to the team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kunal from Dalal & Broacha, Stockbroking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Kunal, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please use the handset. We are not able to hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to clarify in terms of capex. So you mentioned the total capex for this coming year would be 25 crores and another 25 crores for FY25, if I'm not wrong.
Correct.
Okay, and so that would be purely for stores, or there is any other capex which we are looking for?
So there are three things in fact. As we told, number one, capex is going for the expansion plan, which we are doing continuously. Then this warehousing clump HO facility, just Bansal sir what has been explained. Plus also we are enhancing the capacity in our production facility. That was some part would also be there. So broadly, these are the three capex plans for the company for coming 2 to 3 years.
Okay. And sorry, in terms of amount of units sold this quarter, you mentioned it's approximately 450,000, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, 45,000 I mentioned.
Sorry, sir, 45? Hello, sir, could you repeat that?
Hello.
Hello, am I on? Sir, can you repeat that number, sir?
Hello.
Hello. I'm waiting for
you. Hello, sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted your number of products sold in the last quarter, number of units.
Yeah, it's around 1.5 lakhs, 1.5 lakhs in the last quarter.
Okay. Sir, what would be the percentage of units during the year sold on EOSS, end of season sale?
Yeah, it's around 65% are sold in the end of the season sale and rest is sold in the fresh period.
Okay, so 65% end of season sale and 35% is on full price.
Yeah.
And sir, how long is generally our end of season sale for FY23 in terms of days?
Yeah, we have we have two formats. We start with the 20% discount in the fresh period, and then we have an offer of buy two get one. Then we gradually move to the 50% discount, and later in the offer of buy two get five. So in buy two get one free as a period, we count as a fresh period, and in 50% and buy two get five period, we count as the end of the season sale. So for the 4 months, in a year, the offer is running only buy two get one free. Then the 2 months we have at the 50% off, and for the rest of the period, we are at the buy two get five. So it's 4 plus 2 plus 6 means 4 period is we are on the 4 months we are only buy 2 get 1, for 2 months only 50%, and for the 6 months we are on buy 2 get 5.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We take a next question from the line of Rashmi Koza from Nine Rays Equi Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand the per store dynamics of profitability, because we have average capex of 25 lakhs per store and average revenue of 1.4 CR. And in the presentation, you mentioned the break-even is around 6 to 8 months. So what kind of profitability per store you get in a fiscal year? If you can just give some mechanics of this, it will be helpful.
So the metrics for us is very simple, whether I am taking it at a company level or whether I am taking it at a store economics. So the things being we started, whatever like 1.4 crore of your sale from per store ticket or on a 550 crore sale you have taken on a company basis, my sales coming with the margin. So we have a target of keeping the 55% of the gross margin. So when we are keeping the 55% of the gross margin, then I'll be able to manage the store in terms of EBITDA, which I just mentioned, on a 20% level, because my store cost is mainly having a rentals and salaries, which is coming in the range of 30% of my retail cost. So first you have a sale, then you need to deduct your GST out of that. Once whatever the sale is being booked in the balance sheet, out of which 55 to 56% of the gross margin we have been earning, then it's the 30% of the retail cost would go, and whatever then we left at a store level EBITDA basis, then my HO cost including depreciation and finance cost coming in the range of 8 to 9%. And when we report that, company level EBITDA is coming to the 20%, and then I am removing my depreciation and other things, so leave the tax. That percentage will be reaching the pre-index about 13%. That's the simple matrix for this one.
Okay. So the second question is, both FY22 and FY23, the share of menswear has remained static at around 86 to 87%. Would there be any change in this metrics going forward, or is that the profitability here is better off, than getting too heavy into other segments? Your thoughts and views on this.
So this is the numbers, the percentage basis. If you see, like today, we are having say 85% of the men's sale, and the balance is coming 9% to 10%. I'm giving a range of the ladies' wear, and then it is coming to kids' wear, and my accessories is giving 3%. So now the scenario is this, we have been opening, because successfully model has been done, we are opening exclusive stores for ladies and kids' wear as well. We are having a 25 stores for ladies and kids' wear. So overall, in absolute term, my sales is increasing for ladies' wear as well as kids' wear. But when you take to the overall on a percentage basis, because men's wear will also grow, so 85% would come down to say 84%. But overall, the scenario in terms of total number, when I'm reaching 1,000 crore, it would be on the same parameter. Like 85% of men would be 83 to 84%, ladies' share would be increased by 1% of kids' share. But overall scenario in terms of percentage would be approximately this one.
Okay. And my last question, sir, you want to increase the share of e-commerce, to around 6, 7, or 8% going forward. Is the profitability on the e-commerce, how is it compared with your EBO structure in terms of margins and absolute profitability?
Yeah, basically this was our first year in the e-commerce base, and basically we were trying to develop a team, and we're trying to get entry into all the major marketplaces. But we are very clear about the fact that we want to maintain profitability in the e-commerce space as well. So this year we were not able to achieve very good margins, even though we didn't make any loss. But in the future, we are very clear that we want at least 10% PAT from the e-commerce space as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take a next question from the line of Bharat Gyanani from Money Control. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations for a very good set of numbers. Sir, just two questions from my side. One is, what steps are we taking to increase the same store sales growth? So earlier in the call, you said that you are targeting 5 to 6% same store sales growth every year. And the second point related to the same store sales growth is that now we are targeting a slightly bigger store, as you earlier pointed out, that now compared to the average company average of about 1200 square feet store, now we are targeting to open about 2000 square feet store. So I just wanted to understand, like, first is what the steps in general you are taking to boost the same store sales growth, and second, given the higher store size, what steps are you taking, so the SSG, same store sales growth, remains constant despite, having a much bigger store size? So just wanted to ask one.
Yeah, for the same store sales growth, we took a number of measures. First and foremost is about our KPA, that is the ticket size. We continuously focus on the average bill value, that our average bill value should be rising in the every store. Second is the assortment planning. The assortment planning should be the right, means if we are keeping the five products A, B, C, D, E, then in what quantity each category has to be placed in the store. We are always fine-tuning the assortment planning. Third is the training and development. We have the training and development team also now. So they provide the training and development to the front end staff for the better numbers. And incentive, I think the staff is always a part of the system. So this was about the same store sales growth. And about the new stores, the bigger stores which we are doing, of 2,000 square feet are mostly the family stores. And we have recently increased all the accessories also, like we have added the luggage section, then we have added the perfumes, toiletry. So number of things have been added in the accessory segment. So accessory segment is also keeping a good space. We have to give a bigger space to the accessories than the previous time. So bigger stores are somewhat a new experience, but right now the 18% family stores, we have a good revenue from them. So we are increasing the this 18% share of the family stores. So and the same store sale growth for the family stores also we are targeting in the same numbers.
Okay. So thanks and all the best. That's all for me.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So firstly, you mentioned we have sold 5 lakh pieces in FY23. What was the number in FY22?
Sorry, sir, question.
Hello. Is it audible now?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, so my question is, you have mentioned we have sold 5 lakh pieces in FY23. What was the number in FY22?
We have sold 50 lakh pieces, not 5 lakh pieces. We sold 50 lakh pieces in FY23. And,
pieces.
Yeah, and we sold some 40 lakh pieces in the FY22.
40 lakh pieces. Okay. When you say 15, right, sir?
50 lakhs this financial year compared to 40 lakhs last financial year.
Okay, understood. Sir, my question is on the capex side. So when you say we are going to add 8-9 stores per month, which is roughly around 90 stores a year, so do we have a breakup of how many stores will be company owned and how many will be franchised owned? And just want to understand our franchise model. So if we are going through a franchise model, so who is spending on the capex and how is the arrangement between us and the franchisee? Just some color on that.
Yeah, right now we have 70% company owned stores and 30% are the franchisee stores, and we will be going forward with the same ratio. And for the franchisee investment, there are two types of investment for the franchisee. One is the security deposit against the store, which is totally refundable. And other is the capex investment on the furniture and the fixtures. So total investment of a franchisee depends upon the size of the store. Generally, it ranges from the 35 lakhs to the 50 lakh rupees. And there is a fixed margin for the franchisee, out of which he has to incur his operating cost, that is majorly the rent and the salary and miscellaneous. So our franchisees are mostly earning well and they are happy with the company.
So basically what we do is maintaining and expensing, everything is done by the franchisee. We only take the percentage of sales or anything like that. Or we also do operation things for them. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I repeat my question, sir?
Understand it. The first question in terms of franchisee has been answered. Any other question? Because we were not been able to listen.
Yeah, sir. Actually, I have a follow-up question on that. So, just wanted to understand, when you say a franchisee, so do we have a arrangement to take certain amount of sales, a percentage of sales, or we also do a operating thing for that particular store?
No. I want to know what is the guidance on in terms of the revenue
that we will take
from your side?
Excluding the BSNL order, because BSNL order has its own execution type, right? So, any
kind of... Am I audible now?
Yeah, I am. You are audible, but from the noise from the backside. So, what I got your question, see, whether what we are selling to the franchisee, is there any SOR being there, right? Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what is that? What we are selling to the franchisee, all the franchisees. So, if you see, the inventory is on all our books for all the franchisees, right? So, we are not selling any of the franchisee outrightly. So that is what that the sale is booked and debtors is being there. It is the balance sheet sale, whatever you are being looking, it is over the counter sale. That is the sale to the end user. So that is why we are not being booking, and whatever the real sale happened to the end user, it is being there, and all the sales is being there in our GST number. And all the stock shown in the books of account, including all the franchise stores.
Okay, so
the water project that you have got, does it have a different EBITDA margin profile, or it is similar to what it is, right?
It was not at all.
I think can you repeat the question?
Hello, I'm done with my question, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of Kalpesh from JSN Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and RTS, congratulations to Kentabil team for a very strong set of numbers. Bansalji, I just had a question that probably the way we have grown in last couple of years, do you think 650 to 700 stores in next 3 years is an understatement? Probably we can achieve it faster than whatever we have been visualizing it.
We have always mentioned that we'll be opening around 70 to 80 stores in a year. So we don't plan to go by a bigger, much faster pace. So by the year end, by the next year end, we will be having around 530 stores. So in the again in the next year we will be adding around 80 stores, will be coming around 610. So yeah, so we will be adding around 80 stores in a year only. This is our plan.
Okay, so by third year probably we should be able to cross 700 type of levels, right? 3 years down the line. We should be able to cross 700, right?
Hello, Kalpesh, your voice is cracking. Yeah, Kalpesh.
नहीं मेरा क्वेश्चन कि तीन साल के पहले ही अपना ये हो जाएगा क्रॉस 700 का बेंचमार्क जो है?
No, we are targeting कि तीन साल बाद ही हमारे 700 स्टोर हो पाएंगे. तीन साल से पहले तो हमने टारगेट भी नहीं किया और it is difficult to do 700 stores before 3 years.
बराबर. And sir, on the gross margin front, the way performance has been shown, do you think we have some upside possibility on the gross margin front?
Kalpesh ji kaha na ki gross margin hum safer hi commit karte hain. Humne is baar bhi 55% se thoda upar hi clock kiya hai. But jaise jaise e-commerce ka share bhi badhega apna, तो क्या ही e-commerce में थोड़े से मार्जिन कॉम्प्रोमाइज हमें करने पड़ते हैं. तो सेफर साइड वी आर टारगेटिंग 55% ऑफ द मार्जिन, बट यस पोटेंशियल इज देयर एंड वी विल बी एबल टू प्रूव मोर देन दैट. बट एज ऑफ नाउ 55% वी आर टारगेटिंग, उससे कम नहीं होना चाहिए.
राइट राइट. एंड माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर विल बी ऑन योर कैश फ्लो फ्रंट, पर्टिकुलरली द वे वी आर यू नो कैचिंग अप ऑन द कैश फ्लो एंड विद द कैपेक्स रिस्ट्रिक्टेड टू 25-30 crore. So there will be a lot of surplus cash available in that scenario. So Bansal ji ko question tha ki sir, like would you consider a higher dividend, because you know you are already at 74-75% you know holding. Do you think that that possibility looks more likely in the coming years when the capex will be limited to 25-30 crore and cash flow will be strong?
वो जैसा आगे कल्पना जी जैसे आगे फ्यूचर में होगा फिर अभी उस टाइम सोचेंगे. अभी तो मतलब जो चल रहा है उस हिसाब से, क्योंकि इस टाइम कैपेक्स लग रहा है कंपनी के अंदर, आगे कैश सरप्लस होगा तो उस टाइम हम डिविडेंड को बढ़ाने के बारे में सोचेंगे।
डेफिनेटली डेफिनेटली, थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड हार्टियस्ट कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस वंस अगेन।
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of Ashish Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening sir. मेरा एक question था debt side से। आपने जो एज ए कंपनी डेट फ्री है तो आपके अकाउंट बैलेंस शीट में लीज लाइबिलिटी 286 करोड़ शो कर रहा है, मेरे को समझना है सर।
देखिए दो चीजें हैं।
Yes.
आपने क्वेश्चन पूछा है कि लीज लाइबिलिटी में आ रहा है लीज लाइबिलिटी, और उसके अगेंस्ट अगर आपने देखा हो आरओयू, ये सब सारा खेल हमारा इंडियस 116 का है। तो इंडियस 116 क्या कहता है, मैं थोड़ा सा ब्रीफ कर दूं कि हमारी सारी दुकानें रेंट पर है, वी आर ऑल द शॉप्स ऑन रेंट, बट इंडियस 116 ये कहता है दैट्स अ नोशनल एडजस्टमेंट। मैं पहले आपको कॉन्फिडेंस दे दूं कि हमारे पास लोन नहीं है और हमें कंपनी को डेट फ्री रखना है, दिस इज द नोशनल एडजस्टमेंट, दिस इज द कॉन्फिडेंस आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू गेट। तो इंडेक्स 116 ये कहता है कि चूंकि आपकी जितनी भी लीज प्रॉपर्टी है ये सारी लॉन्ग टर्म लीज है, मिनिमम 9 साल या उससे ज्यादा की, तो उन्होंने एक इंडेक्स 116 लाए आपसे 3 साल पहले, एक 2020 से ही आया था उसमें। तो जितना भी आपको 9 ईयर्स में रेंट पे करना है, एक तरीके से वो आपकी असेट क्रिएट हो गई है, क्योंकि लैंडलॉर्ड कैन नॉट आस्क यू टू वेकेट। जब वो लॉन्ग टर्म रजिस्टर्ड लीज है तो उसको आप अपनी असेट मानिए, उस असेट को खड़ा करिए, जितना भी रेंट आपको 9 सालों में पे करना है आज उसकी प्रेजेंट वैल्यू आप निकालिए ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ डेट का रेट, जो मेरा 9% का लोन का मार्केट का रेट है उसके बेसिस पे आपने एक असेट खरीद कर दी, उसके अगेंस्ट पे जितना लीज पेमेंट आपको करना है उसमें आपने लीज लाइबिलिटी खड़ी कर दी। तो आपने देखा होगा जितने की आरओयू आ रही होगी उसी के अगेंस्ट में उतनी लीज लाइबिलिटी आ रही होगी, और इससे क्या हुआ कि जितना भी अब आपके पास असेट खरीद है आप उसको डेप्रिशिएट करिए और जितना देना है उसके अगेंस्ट में फाइनेंस कॉस्ट बुक करिए। तो ये एक नोशनल एडजस्टमेंट है। मेरा जो भी 58 करोड़ रुपए साल का रेंट था, आप देखिए बैलेंस शीट में रेंट नहीं दिखेगा और डेप्रिसिएशन और फाइनेंस कॉस्ट उतने से हाई होगी। तो सर ओनली ए नोशनल एडजस्टमेंट इन टू कंप्लाई विद इंडियस 116, वी आर डेट फ्री एंड वी आर कीपिंग द इंटेंट ऑफ एवरीथिंग टू कीप द कंपनी डेट फ्री, दिस इज द एडजस्टमेंट फॉर इंडियस 116।
ओके सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू सो मच। There's one question on my side, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We take a next question from the line of Praveen Sharma from Sharma Investment. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Sir. Yeah. First of all,
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not clear now. Please speak close to the mic.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Please go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations for a great set of numbers. Just
thank
I
you.
Have a couple of questions. I just
sir, your voice is not very clear. It comes a little louder, a little early, and now it's gone. So you can please speak a little close to the mic and keep it stable. Thank you.
I have shifted to the speaker now. Is that fine?
Much more clear. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I just had a couple of questions. I missed out on the first half of the call due to some technical issues, so I may have missed out on certain of the questions asked. So please apologize if I repeat it. Just the first question is, we see that Cantable's gross margins are among the best in the industry. So I just wanted to understand, how do you maintain it and is it sustainable at this high level? That is one. The second one, your presentation states that there is an aspiration to achieve approx 1,000 crores of turnover. So request if you could explain it in terms of time, that is how the margins would look at that time and how many stores would be needed to reach those. And last, in terms of models, which segments would we be actually present in? For example, your GBOs, MBOs, online, your website, that is, and e-commerce, any particular mix. So yeah, this is all I have to ask. So thank you.
Okay, so three questions you asked. I'll reply to questions first. Number one, in terms of gross margin. So gross margin we are having. So if you are taking straight away from the front page of the balance sheet, you are finding in more because my factory labor cost due to compliances has been included in the part of salaries and wages and slightly other manufacturing costs. So I'll give you the exact gross margin. We are having a gross margin of 56% for this financial year as compared to 55% of the last financial year. This is what the gross margin we have been achieving and having a target to maintain this gross margin. Number one. नंबर टू क्वेश्चन, जो अगला क्वेश्चन था आपका
अबाउट द नंबर ऑफ स्टोर्स इन थ्री इयर्स।
So we are targeting that in by the end of 3 years, means in March 26, we will be having 700 stores and we'll be doing approximately 1000 crore sales. And how we'll be doing it is about our retail format. So Canterbury right now is only into the exclusive brand outlets. We are not there into the multi-brand outlets. And we will be carrying out the same phenomena. We'll be going through the exclusive brand outlets. We'll be going through the online e-commerce business and through the same store sales growth. So these are three formats. And there is slightly difference that some are stores are the men's stores, some are the men's and ladies stores, and some are the family stores. And recently we had experimented with the ladies and kids exclusive store also, but those are very few in number, like 25 stores only. So we will be taking all the formats way ahead, but ratio can change a little bit. Like we have only 18% family stores and 1% are the ladies and kids stores. So these two categories can increase. So by the mix of only the EBOs only we will be growing in the future.
Okay. Thank you. I got it. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session. And I would now like to hand the conference back over to Mr. Vijay Bansal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.